the atheist, would always pick at the Christian, say your God ain't real, you're talking to a dead man. Even on this I believe that Jesus existed one day, but he's dead. Your God does not exist. And then he'd fall out laughing. Well, they each had a business. They were joining room one to the other. The atheist owned a grocery store. And the Christian owned a shoe shop. Hallelujah. And many times interchangeably, they would each go over to each other's business. Look like every time the Christian went over to the grocery store, his best friend, the atheist, would get him in front of all of his friends and run down his guard. But even the Christian went home and fell asleep. God stepped in his dreams and said, Christian, tell your atheist friend, I'm coming to your shop tomorrow. Somebody say yes. Say yes. Yeah. I'm coming to your shop tomorrow. Well, the Christian woke up early the next morning. Got his bag. Put on his clothes. He couldn't hardly wait to get to work. I gotta tell my friend that Jesus is coming to my shop today. Well, he went into his shop 2 hours early, and he couldn't hardly wait till he heard the key turning in his door. After a while, and by, the atheist put the key in his lock, went into his shop. The Christian jumped up and ran next door. Said, I got something to tell you. You've laughed at me for the last time. Jesus told me to tell you. He's coming to my shop today. And he wants you to see it when he gets there. Somebody say glory. Say glory. They ain't missing man's a get on out of here. You making that up. Jesus is not coming nowhere. Because he's still in the grave. And as soon as a Christian walked out, and he went into his own shoe shop, after a while an old lady walked in. He said, Mister, I am so cold. Do you have an extra coat? And every time the door of the Christian would open up, listen, the atheist would run over, say, is that Jesus? And he walked out laughing. Well, the Christian reached up. He said, my wife left an old coat here. You can have it. Hallelujah. When the old lady walked out, and watched the little boy. Hallelujah. The Christian standing there looking at the little boy. The little boy said, Mister, will you give me a piece of money so I can go next door and buy me a piece of meat? Hallelujah. So the Christian reached over and got some money out of his cash register. He said, go next door and buy what you want. Hallelujah. And about that time, the atheist ran. drop. Said, I guess you call this Jesus too. He said, no, I don't, but Jesus is coming to my shop. And so the little boy followed him out and went over to the grocery store. And before the atheist knew it, he'd given the little boy all the food he wanted and told him, you keep your money. Glory to God. After a to the Christian shop. So, mister, you got a sale going on over there. And you say, all the shoes has been left here for 30 days. You'd sell me a pair, but I don't have no money. And my feet are on the ground. Will you give me a pair of shoes? Oh, I tell you, I feel a dance working on me. They just ran in there. Said, when is your Jesus coming? The old man got the shoes and went on out. And it was almost closing time. The Christian became so discouraged. So he's gonna laugh at me again. And after a while, when the atheist came over to him, he said, how do you know that Jesus is supposed to come today? And he reached back and got the Bible. Said, he showed me this scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, and the 40th verse. He laid it up there and said, lock up my shop when you get through. And the Christian walked out of the door with his head bowed down. Yes, he did. After a while, the atheist went and began to read the scripture that said, in as much as you put it to the least of these. The little boy, in as much as you've done it to the least of these, the old lady, in as much as you've done it to the least of these, oh man, he said, oh, he came, I just didn't know it. He ran out the door. So he said, wait a minute, young man, he got the Christian by the hand. He said, come on and go back with me. I'm going back to your shop because he will come. He said, I want to give my heart to this man that you've been telling me all about. Is there anybody here? Do you know this man? Do you know this man? He will come. Daddy Peter says he's an all-time God. Yes, he is. Have you ever called him and looked like he wasn't coming? You paid your tithes. You did everything that was right. But yet looked like you stayed sick all the time. People say he's an all-time God. Yes, he is. Have you ever called him and looked like he wasn't coming? You paid your tithes. You did everything that was right. yes. Not 10.